Okay, so it's the day after the final. How are you feeling today, Stephen?
I'm feeling absolutely fantastic. There's been an outpouring of love and support across all media platforms, and it does feel really good.
Fantastic. Is it back to work as normal today? Have you got like a whole day of sort of doing bakey type stuff?
No, I'm off today. I'm going to see my baking friends. We're all getting together today, which I'm really looking forward to. But yeah, life does go on. I still have to do my own laundry.
No, you're a celebrity. You still have to do it. You have to do your own ironing and everything.
Yes.
So I have to ask you, after Prue's slight muck-up on Twitter revealing the answer yesterday, I imagine all hell broke loose. Did kind of Channel 4 and everyone sort of get straight onto you via email? Was your mobile phone on fire saying, don't reveal anything or something like that? What happened with you guys?
I was out for lunch with a friend, and one of the producers called me, told me, and I just said, okay, it wasn't me. I didn't reveal the secret. Doesn't matter. It hasn't ruined the show. It's still the most amazing show to me, and I think to the nation as well. You know, it's a baking show. It's just a sweet baking show. And, you know, whatever happened yesterday doesn't matter. It doesn't take away the magic from it.
So you didn't hear any rumours about Prue being taken into a back room and having her bottom spanked for being so naughty?
I think that might have been before she tweeted, but we won't go down that road.
So we have to know, what is next for Stephen? Okay, we know that it's marketing that you do around Hertfordshire, isn't it? That's kind of your day job.
Yes.
Is that going to continue, or are you thinking, do you know what? I know that you're good friends with Sophie the Winner. Are you going to set up like a shop maybe in Hertfordshire with her, or write a book together or something like that? I don't know.
Well, so Sophie is from Surrey. She's Sophie from Surrey. So there may be a battle of whether it's a Hertfordshire or Surrey, but I don't know. I don't know yet. I woke up this morning and thought, right, I've still got to do the ironing. And people keep saying, what's next? And I think, I have to do the ironing. What's next?
I've been thinking a little bit ahead of that, because I was thinking, if you did set up a shop, I've come up with some business names for you for when you set up in, you know, in Hemel Hempstead in Luton, when you've got a shop in Milton Keynes, in Northampton and everywhere. I've come up with either, and they're not particularly creative, Sticky Stevens, which I quite liked, Succulent Stevens or Sweet Stevens. Any of those taking your fancy?
Oh, I already own those. The website domain for different reasons, but I can't afford to use them for a shop. I like, there was somebody on Twitter that came up with Stephen Lee Bates. I thought that was quite clever.
That's very good. That's very good. So watching the final last night, obviously you did your big show-stopping cake, and it was called a mirror cake. Is that correct?
Yeah, it was mirror glazed and flocked.
Mirror glaze. That's it.
So that word right.
So when you cooked that amazing cake last night, obviously you saw kind of Paul Hollywood getting ready to kind of cut through in the middle of it. Did you know you'd messed it up slightly, you know, and the sort of the mirror glaze was going to leak into the cake, or did you think it was okay, or was there like a feeling of horror when it did open up and it was slightly messed up?
It was a horrible feeling, but I had known, obviously, what you saw, a condensed version of 5 hours, and I'd had a nightmare because I had decided to use a different type of mould, which meant I couldn't freeze it in stages. So I had known throughout the entire process that there was a point where I thought, this isn't going to work. I'm going to serve them a plate of flop. So I was so pleased when actually it came out in the correct shape. Obviously, it could have been a lot better, but I was ambitious. It was a final. They said, oh, we need 5 elements. I thought, no, why not do 14? You know, it's just who I am. And you know what? I don't regret it. I would do it again. I would do it all over again.
If it was any consolation, it still looked amazing and still looked absolutely delicious. Just slightly leaky on the top. I mean, I wouldn't have noticed. If I'd cut in the middle, I've just gone, that's the best cake I've ever seen in my life, because it's Paul Hollywood.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the standards are slightly higher than, you know, some fat bloke from Leighton Buzzard. Anyway, I'd love to know, like, obviously, it's a new series with new judges apart from Paul, new presenters as well. Out of all of the judges and presenters, did you kind of like really take a shine to any of them and thought, you know, these are great people? Or was there someone you really kind of befriended on the judges or the presenters?
I mean, I fell in love with all of them immediately, and I, to this day, I still feel very close to them, and they are, you know, they've been a massive part of my life. I mean, just this year and hopefully going forward. But Sandy and I, I think to look at us, we're so completely opposite from one another, you know, in size and sex, you know, completely opposites. But I just found in her a friend, and it was actually Sandy who found me, you know, when I had walked out of the tent during the middle of that showstopper, saying, I can't do it, I'm not going to finish. And it was Sandy that came out, and when I say she looked up to me, she physically has to look up at me, because, you know, I tower over the poor woman. And she was the one that talked me through and talked me down from this sort of panic I'd gone into. And just, it was, you know, she was, you know, probably the reason that I walked back in and finished, because she's fantastic like that. You know, I know people know her for what she does on television, but actually she's like a mother. She really is like a mother, and we listen to her and we respect her. And, you know, she played a huge part in my life this year. I'll never forget that.
I like to think that Sandy Toksvig got hold of you by the collar, like a school bully, and then slapped you around the face and said, get back in there, Stephen.
She had him by the wrist. I mean, that woman has a strong grip, believe me.
So now that filming is finished, obviously when we spoke to you before, sort of 6 or 7 weeks ago, you couldn't tell us anything of you. You knew who the winner was and all that kind of stuff, and we spoke to you about how difficult the secret was to keep. And all that sort of thing. Yeah. But now that the filming is finished, is there anything you can tell us about the show that you couldn't tell us a few weeks ago?
Ooh. I know that Channel 4 are listening right now going, shut up, Stephen, shut up. I think they've been quite open this year. So I don't know that there's any big secrets other than, everything takes a lot longer than you realise. I think you should put out a national campaign and to find out who of the bakers has a tattoo and a piercing. I think that would be quite an interesting one. If I was going to reveal any information, it would be that. So I want to see a Twitter campaign.
Right, okay, that'd be interesting when that comes out. So just finally, are you staying sort of around Hertfordshire today or when you're sort of meeting all the other bakers this afternoon or whereabouts are you sort of going?
We're going into the city, going into London and meeting up, and we are having a party and a get-together, and it has been the first time since the final was filmed back in the summer that we are all together again. So, watch out, London.
Excellent. And who's making the cake for that party?
I don't know, they've probably got caterers in. I don't know.
We're all fed up of baking. I've had enough of this. Brilliant, Stephen. Thank you so much for coming on. And we absolutely loved you on the show. And it was just brilliant, brilliant seeing your fantastic talent. And we really hope, we frankly pray that you open up a cake shop around Hartsbeds Bucks in North Ants, please.
If not, I'll set up a delivery service directly to the studio.
Yes, cream bun deliveries. Love it. Thank you very much, Stephen. Have a great day.
Thank you. You